I'm sitting here, it's about 10 to 10, and I'm just lying down in the studio. Warning, this is a self-therapy booth. I've had two panic attacks in the last 12 hours. And it's really surreal and weird how it's happened, because it's just a normal life situation and something I've coped with time and time again. But I suppose that's just the way this is going to be for now, till I'm fully over it all. It's the reason it's notable to me is that it was simply what happened was, let me think why she started barking. Poppy was really misbehaving basically last night, and it got to 11:30, and it was her bedtime effectively. 11:30 midnight, we normally put her to bed. Or, you know, put her in the kitchen. Unless she's fallen asleep on the sofa, to be honest with you, then we'd leave her. But the sofa in her well, my studio, not the lounge. And so we tried to put to bed. She was biting loads. That was the reason. It was, you know, she's jumping. She gets overexcited, and when she does, she loses control a bit and was jumping up and biting and really hassling Claude. And she bit. Claude's arm, and nearly, you know, right on an artery. Didn't get through, fortunately, but really bruised it. And so we're not, you know, we don't punish her in any physical sense, so we have to use positive reinforcement and exclusion. That's all we're doing. So put her in her kitchen, the kitchen, and she basically started barking about 11:30, and didn't stop. Well, basically, by 1 o'clock, I had a panic attack, because last time she went through a teenage barking week or two or three, our neighbours, two sets of neighbours, complained. And when they complained, it was more sinister than a complaint. It was more like, is your dog all right? You know, as though we were doing something to the dog. And another neighbour specifically said, do you keep her locked up all day? And I was horrified, because that was the first thing they both these neighbours had said on the subject, and it was so loaded with assumption and bad kind of negative perception of us, like we'd ever treat our dog badly. And we've known both of these neighbours for quite some time, so it was unpleasant, really. And I felt really ultimately like it was down to the fact they know I've got mental health problems, and I think they think I'm just some nutter who's abusing my dog or something. Anyway, it really upset me, both of these things. And when Poppy was barking last night, all I could think of was what the neighbours were going to think, which is terrible, which is such a British thing to be thinking. But you know, it's hard not to think like that, really, when you're around them all the time. I don't obviously go out much. And anyway, so I had a panic attack, and I could feel it coming on. It's just, you know, it was about 45 minutes before I had it, I started to really listen almost to Poppy barking instead of ignoring it, and it was just going right through me. And I was trying to do something on the computer, and I couldn't even think. And eventually I started, you know, generally what happens, sweat streams down my face as I try and, you know, calm down. And what happened last night, a spiral as I'm sort of panicking inside, racing, then it gets more and more, then your heart feels like it's going to jump out your chest. Sweat pouring down my head, no ability to think more than about half a sentence worth of thought, just searing panic, and then usually sort of almost hyperventilating, I'll just lose it in a sort of emotional sense, often end up crying after it, because it's so disabling and it feels so weird and it feels so irrational to have been fine an hour before. Anyway, I've had another one this morning because she's carried on, and I wish I could control them. I need some medication, really, to sort myself out.